What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of Power Couple Podcast. So happy to have you guys here. Today's episode is about how to keep a relationship healthy. For those of you guys that are new here, we're the Boydens. We're so glad to have you here. We plan to come out with episodes 2 to 3 times a month to help out with our relationship as well as yours. This is a channel to help us both flourish in life.
So today we have 3 topics for you.
So the first one is very simple. Anyone can do this, is activities together as a couple.
My favorite one is watching shows together. I'm definitely a binge watcher.
Yeah, we recently watched a movie called The Menu. She got us watching it. What do you think it was about?
Cannibalism.
Yeah, that was great. So she thought that it was about, what was it exactly?
I thought it was the chef was killing. I thought it was about the chef was killing the food critics whenever he got a bad review and he was feeding them to the guests. But it was something completely different. I took the preview like completely different.
Yeah, we don't want to completely spoil it for you, but that was definitely like a 4.5 out of 5 movie for me. Another movie that we watched called The Glass Onion on Netflix was really amazing. It had one of my favorite wrestlers from when I was a kid called Batista.
I don't think I knew anybody in the movie, but it was a good movie. It was funny, and it
had a lot of famous people. She just doesn't watch too many movies.
No, I'm more of a show watcher.
Yeah, she'll watch things like Charmed or Buffy. She's big on that kind of stuff. But it's fun to watch with her, I know that. And that's what we're talking about, is binge watching shows can bring you closer together, not only by watching the shows together, but learning about each other, learning what the other person likes. Exercise can be another great way to do things. I know that it's not the top of the list for everybody.
Nope.
And this is something that I believe that everybody should definitely talk about and they should be on the same page about.
Yeah.
Because there are people, I mean, there is no shame in wanting to be fluffy, wanting to be that perfect cuddle buddy. I know dad bod is a big thing out there, so I mean there's no shame whatsoever on that.
Yes, because he definitely I am definitely more of a couch potato.
Yeah, if anything, I'm more of an active person, but we kind of compromise in the middle there. I don't make her do way too much, but
I was out there raking leaves the other day for 2 days straight. We had 54 bags of leaves. That's how many leaves we had.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of bags. And we raked them all. It took 2 days to get all of that done. Well, 2.5 days because she did the raking the very first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a little bit.
I mean, it's not so much as like losing weight and looking your best as much as being healthy. That's what I really want out of the relationship. I'm not expecting her to be like some trophy wife. I just want her to, you know, be able to bend over whenever she's an old lady and not break her back.
We'll see after my shot on Monday. I'm getting a nerve shot for my first one for my hip because I worked at a job previously on my feet all the time. And then it did some nerve damage to my back. So now I gotta get a nerve shot.
That, and they told you that you never really did too much physically in your life, so you don't have too much muscle back there, huh?
I mean, they said it was normal wear and tear besides the nerve damage.
So okay. Like, that's how I would put it, too.
Cooking is kind of one of my favorites because I like to bake sweets. Tyler is more of the cooking real food.
Yeah, like we've talked about cooking on this podcast before. She's definitely the baker, while I'm more of the savory chef, if anything.
I will eat all of it.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, she takes care of breakfast too, so it's definitely a win-win there. But cooking is a great way for couples to get together and do a little bit more together. One of the things that I've really wanted to do with her, this is just a little tip for the guys out there. If you want to have a little bit of a date idea to do with your ladies, you can actually blindfold one person, and have the other person just kind of direct them what to do. It's a great idea to do as a couple. So you blindfold the person that's doing everything, and the person that usually cooks stand back and gives all the instructions. It's a really interesting thing that I found on a blog not that long ago, and I've been wanting to do it for quite a bit. We'll probably just do cookies or something simple like that.
Yeah, that's easier for me. Or we could try noodles for the first time. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be
'Cause you
really
got your
fun.
new noodle maker thing.
Well, it might be kind of hard to do noodles, babe, because I mean,
No,
the
I
handle
trust
that I
you.
have on it kind of falls out. It's not an automated noodle maker.
Well, it's
It's not.
okay. We can peek a little bit to fix
We can peek a little bit. I love you. You know,
it.
I'm pretty competitive. I don't know if I can do
Oh, true. I'll
that.
cheat then. That's okay. I got you covered. Make sure to go on dates as well. That's our next one. If
Yes.
yes, especially like if you have kids and stuff, it's still good to go on dates. I mean, sometimes it's hard, but you can make it into like a family date.
At
Make it
least once a
fun.
month.
Yes, that's for
Yeah.
sure. It's good to like connect and just be there with one another instead of like being on your phones or having to stress out about everything else in the world,
Yeah, you can
and you can
take
eat.
like 60 to 80 bucks aside just to help out that relationship. Go out and do something that you guys want to do, whether it's bowling, whether it's going out and doing a picnic.
Eating.
Yeah, going out to a cool spot in the neighborhood. I mean, there's plenty of stuff that you can do if you really put your mind to it, and if your relationship is worth it, then you should be able to come up with something.
You can even Google things to do around to your town. It's like around here we have like there's stuff called like paint with a twist or like axe throwing, and there's just like random things around here you could do.
I know that if you have too much trouble, they have that crazy AI stuff where you can go on to like chat GPT and you can just ask that AI what you what ideas it has for different dates. Mental health activities is another thing that's on the top of our list. Doing things like journaling together, building our goals, making sure to appreciate each other or give each other compliments throughout the day. Just sending a simple text to tell the other person how well they're doing as a husband or a wife, or as your girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever they are in your life, or even if you're doing it just to another family member or friend that you haven't talked to in a long time. It can be something that can not only help you, but them as well.
I know for Christmas I got a daily journal and it helped. We wrote down like all of our finances and everything and what we had planned going on. Because I started school and then he's gonna start school soon too, so we just planned everything out and so that really helped out too.
Yeah, another thing is creating content with your partner, like we're doing. I mean, it doesn't have to be something that goes out to the public. It can be serious or it can be silly content. I mean, it can be stuff that you just kind of make for your family. I mean, I miss the times where we used to make like collages of the family photos that we had. We would make home videos to show the rest of the family later on whenever we have like grandchildren and stuff like that.
I
So it
know.
doesn't necessarily have to be like making a brand. It could be just, you know, making those home movies with your partner to really make those memories and make that relationship a lasting one.
My grandparents, they had a video recorder and it recorded it on a little bitty tape. And so you had to get a big tape to put it in the little bitty
Oh my
tape.
God, I remember those.
And then put it in the VCR for it to be able to play
Yeah, those were
on a
crazy.
TV.
Yeah, kids these days don't know what we went through.
Yes, and so that was what I just enjoyed watching those home videos as because they showed them to us as we were growing up, and when we got older, they showed them to us too.
And like I touched a little bit on there just a minute ago, the next topic that we have is making goals together as a couple.
Yeah, that's a really big one. I know, like, even if it's separate goals, like, he's fixing to go to welding school, and then I'm fixing to finish up my business degree, and then I'm going to go to interior design school. So, like, even if it's separate, it's still to go over them with each other and support each other during that. And then you can also make goals with each other. It's like, we're planning on moving whenever we finish school here, and then for me to go to school elsewhere. And then that way we have a plan and we know what our goals are in life too, and not just the moving, but like finances as well and what we want out of our love life.
Yeah, I mean, making goals feels like it not only matures the relationship, but it helps you guys mature individually too, because it's helped me grow up a little bit more talking through my goals with my wife. You're okay.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, make goals like life goals, short-term goals, personal goals, finance, health, love goals. But never patronize or make fun of each other about their goals. That's the big point in this. You always want to try to build each other up. Never tear each other down.
Yeah, that's a really big thing, because it's really hard for someone to obtain their goal if they don't have any support in going into their goal, like wanting to know what they're doing, and then they tell you, and then you're just like, you laugh it off, you don't take it seriously.
Yeah, there's already enough people counting that person out on what they're trying to achieve. Don't be one of them, especially if you're the partner.
You're a team. Team makes, or sorry, dream. My bad. Teamwork makes the dream work. I don't know what happened just there. A stroke or something.
It's okay. I think they got you there.
Hey, Bruce is waking up.
All right, give us just one moment. We'll be right back. All right, so now topic number 3. This one's a big one in relationships. This one's going to really kind of show whether you guys are going to be able to last or not, in my opinion. And this one is setting boundaries. Now, what I'm talking about with this is stuff like knowing when to stop picking with your partner. This is a big thing for me because I can definitely poke the bear. I'm one of those people that I can kind of just pick with her because it's fun. I think she's cute whenever she looks angry. But you have to know when to stop, because it can cause a lot of issues with your partner. Like, she can get pretty mad to where she starts getting a little physical with me.
Whatever. That sounds like I beat you. Oh my gosh. I never beat you. Gosh.
Well, I mean, you could hit me a little hard sometimes, but yeah, whatever. I definitely deserve it, if anything. I know that. I
pass out from the littlest pain.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's stuff like that. You have to kind of know when to stop. I've seen many couples out there where they kind of...
That really sounds like I beat you, Tyler.
I'm sorry, babe. I love you. We're not going to
have to put that in there.
Well, I don't know. It's staying in here. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because...
That's terrible.
How is that terrible?
You go back and listen to that, it's going to sound like I beat you.
Okay, guys, so how many of you out there pick with your wives so much that she decides to hit you back? I guarantee you, there are guys out here raising their hands.
It might be just because of the shows I'm watching, but still.
It's fine, babe. I don't know. It's fine. I can take your hits. I mean, not to say that you're weak or anything, because, you know...
I know that, but come on now.
You can definitely throw a punch, but, you know...
Whatever.
You're not trying to hurt me or anything. I can give you
a burp before a punch.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to say not to pick with somebody so bad that it ruins their entire day.
That's true.
because people can take it a little bit too far. So you just have to kind of realize what you're doing at a certain point. And I just wanted to bring that up because I'm somebody that does that. So I know for the people that are out there that are like that, this is just a friendly reminder just to kind of be self-aware about it.
I'm petty. I'm just petty. So I'm gonna admit it. I'm petty. So.
Yeah, communicate clearly, and she's definitely good with that. So, I mean, not just giving little hints, and guys, take your time. Make sure to be nice about it. I mean, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Try to be a little bit more constructive about it. If you have trouble communicating, I know one of my favorite people to go to in learning how to communicate with others in life is Simon Sinek, and the last name is Sinek. He runs a podcast called A Bit of Optimism, and it's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to as far as learning about leadership, or if you just want to, learn how to talk to your fellow human being.
I'm gonna admit, I'm still working on like listening to things like that and everything, but I'm taking business communications right now, so I guess I'm gonna be businessy for a few weeks.
Nobody's perfect. Everybody needs help.
Yes, he's definitely excels faster than I'm doing things, and that's okay. Like we both have our separate times to
We
go through
both have our
things.
strengths and weaknesses. I know that.
Yes. So, I mean, we communicate a lot about like how we feel and then what's going on with each other. And I'm like, if I need help with my depression or something, or if he realizes it before I do, he helps me out before I even know.
Yeah, definitely establish healthy coping mechanisms for managing the conflict and difficult emotions. I mean, that's like, taking breaks to cool down from each other if you need to. I know I'm one of those people that definitely needs to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
But
one of the
I'm
people that
definitely
likes to
one.
break down and hug.
Yes, that's for sure. I will keep at it until the issue is resolved. I don't like to take breaks in between, and like I'm working on that because it's kind of like poking the bear,
Yeah.
when you're pissed off and you're keeping at it even though they're like they're trying to get their space.
Yeah, one of the
So I do
relationship
that and I admit that.
Yeah, one of the relationship tips that I've learned is to in the middle of a fight, just take a second, hug your partner, and really think about if it's something serious that you're fighting about, because oftentimes you'll really think about it and you'll figure out that it's not worth the stress that you're putting each other through, and you love that person so much that, I mean, what's the point in that? And definitely don't let those fights last past the day.
No, I will stay up all night until the issue's resolved. I am that type of person.
Yeah, it's gonna take
I
away your
don't.
sleep, it's gonna take away your
Yes.
sanity. That is not worth it. Take 2 to 3 hours if you've been fighting most of the day. At the end of your day, take 2 to 3 hours and hash that out. Like, take the time to talk to each other. If you're worth it, then you're gonna take the time to talk to each other, hash it out, and figure out a way that you can compromise around this issue.
Don't let it fester. The longer you let it fester, the more anxiety you're gonna have about your relationship too. You really need to get it resolved. That way, you go to bed in a good mood, and then when you wake up, you'll wake up in a good mood
Yeah,
and
respect
not
each other's
still
alone
pissy.
time, but definitely get together eventually again and hash it out before the end of the day. Another thing that's big with relationships, I know that it's not talked about a lot, but it's okay to say no sometimes to your partner. I mean,
Take a selfish.
yeah, like that
I
show,
so
what show was that?
I watched Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I've watched it twice. Actually, I probably watched it like 3 times. But I mean, I'm a binge watcher. I just can't help it. I love it. So I watched Schitt's Creek and their siblings, they always said take a selfish. And what I don't know how I just saw it in one of the episodes. And then I was always like, you know what? We're gonna
It's a
take a
really good
selfish.
idea. Yeah.
And so like in in a few months, I told Tyler I was gonna take a selfish and go ahead and get my hair done with my hairdresser. Because it's been a few years since I've gotten it done. I've done it myself, but it doesn't cost nearly as much as going to get it done. And she can do way more colors than I can. So, and then I took that. I was like, that's what we're gonna do. But, like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so the concept that we got from the show, though, taking that selfish, I mean, everybody's human. You have to kind of think of your partner as a human being as well. So, you
They
know,
have needs.
it gives you a little bit more freedom in the relationship.
You both have needs, even if they're different. You both have needs.
Now, to end things off, we have a bonus for our other married couples out there. This is something that you guys can do together. It's something that me and my wife have personally done together, to help our relationship, and I feel like it's something that's going to help it last. It's I can't remember who exactly I got this from, but it's a really cool concept. So what it is you promise to go the long haul with each other. What you're going to do is never talk about divorce, even if it's talking about joke, even if you're joking about it.
It sounds like Steve Harvey. And then you need a pinky promise. You need to go to your partner and extend your pinky and pinky promise that you
Yeah, if
won't
you're
talk
not with
about
your partner
divorce.
now, next time you see them, you go out there, extend a pinky, and you say, "We are never going to talk about divorce, not even joke about it ever again." You see how big of a smile they put on their face.
I'm really big on pinky promises. They mean the world.
Yeah,
You
and
don't break a pinky promise ever.
That physical touch is going to add a little bit more to that promise. And that's it for today's episode. We thank you so much for being here with us. Make sure to follow, share this with all of your friends and family.
We'll see you next time.
And
We're
we're
the
the
Boydens.
Boydens.